Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. And to those who are guests with us at the cathedral this evening, a warm welcome to all of you. We are delighted that you're here and always welcome. I have a quote that is framed that was given to me many years ago. I still need to hang it in the vesting sacristy in the back. I guess there's no sense in rushing anything. The quote goes like this. O priest of God, say this Mass as if it were your first Mass or your last Mass or your only Mass. I've read it before every Mass for many, many years now. It's always a bit sobering, but it's also very good for me to remember. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Not to be too somber on this beautiful Kentucky evening, if you've ever been with someone dying, especially as they take their last breath, I've been with quite a few in all of my years as a parish priest. It's always the same. It's a marriage of terrible pain mixed with amazing grace. I was blessed to be with both my mother and my dad. And last Saturday morning, I spent the morning with a dear friend. They're like family to me, who Peter made the decision to come home and get ready to see God face to face once it was clear. And he made the decision that dialysis was not going to work anymore after over 4 years of not so pleasant treatments. On Saturday morning, Peter was alert, aversive, sense of humor in place. No one expected that that evening he would go home to the Lord. Be prepared. You do not know the day nor the hour. Peter told me more than once that he wanted to die on a feast day. God honored his request as he passed away on the vigil of the Solemnity of All Saints. Peter, as I spent time with him, served him, prayed with him, talked with him, laughed with him, he was prepared. He said two things to me on that Saturday morning. I am so happy. And I asked him, Peter, why are you happy? Because I'm going to see Jesus soon. In his own way, he was waiting for the bridegroom. And Peter believed what St. Paul we heard in the epistle. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. And I'm confident that Peter found the door opened and not locked. So, as is typical, we've been telling great stories and remembering him all week. Remembering always brings something or someone very close to us, makes them present. The wise virgins in St. Matthew's Gospel reading are masters of either being prepared or not. Throughout their vigil, the wise virgins prudently tended their lamps, conserved their oil. They're ready. They're prepared. Whenever the bridegroom makes his appearance, obviously in the gospel, the bridegroom is Christ. The other virgins had waited alongside, I suspect, with diligence too, awaiting the great moment of arrival. But at the last hour, having failed to remember their supply of oil, to be prepared, to be intentional, it seems as if disaster strikes. And it becomes for them a costly mistake. The door is locked. And then what we hear as somewhat brutal words, I don't know who you are. So the message of the parable is certainly one about being ready. But I also wonder, because I have this experience way too often, if it's not a bit of a story of being lazy. You need to be sober, vigilant, watchful, prepared. Like Peter, we need to work on it. First Mass, last Mass, only Mass. That's the way to be in the bridegroom's company. I think that's what we all desire. So it's not really so much about foolishness as it is prudence, carefulness, sometimes patience. Perhaps the greatest and most faithfully observed command of the Lord is what we're going to hear in just a few minutes. Do this in memory of me. We do well to reflect on the importance of this aspect of our lives in these days. Do not act like those who have no hope. For the presence of the Lord is indeed here with us tonight. One of the blessings is that we don't need to wait very long. True, there is still time before the fullness of God's mercy and justice that will be made known to us on that day, on that hour, in that hour, but none of us knows. The beautiful thing is the promises of God. The Lord has given us everything we need to keep the vigil all through our lives. So we should stock well our lamps, press on with fidelity, perseverance, times patience. That way we can be like the wise virgins and be ready. The door will be opened. We will enter the great feast. But what about the foolish, the lazy? Well, we can easily lapse into that. So we should pray. Pray tonight in a special way that we should be liberated from this. And one of the ways we're liberated is to pay attention to those among us, those we love. Like Peter, for me, he showed visible strength, courage, he was prepared, persistent, and patient. Good for us to remember that the Lord has come to save us from death and bring us into that new life. Every day, let's be wise, because there's every opportunity to renew that relationship and that friendship with him. There's still time to go out and buy some oil. That beautiful line in St. Paul kind of makes my imagination roll, so that you will meet him in the air. Something delightful and refreshing about that thought. So tonight, let's pray. As we have during the month of November, we'll continue to pray during the month of November, those that we have lost and that we've loved, those who've had the great gift of meeting the Lord in the air. So too, it will be that for us.